Welcome back to KSCJ Radio, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vikalskis, and this is Having Read That, conversations with authors about their books.
My guest is Sherry LaPena. Her new book is The End of Her. It's another thriller, and another one set in Aylesford, New York. Sherry, this book, the Kilgore family, there's all kinds of stuff going on here, but it's this whole idea about suburban paranoia. So can you kind of take me through? I don't want to give anything away because the plot is so well plotted out. So can you kind of just set it up for us going in?
Yeah, it's the story of Patrick and Stephanie. They're home with, they've got newborn twins with colic, so they're very sleep deprived. And then this woman, Erica, arrives from Patrick's past. She's someone who knew him before, when he was married to his first wife, and his first wife died in a tragic accident. But Erica comes along and tries to shake him down for some money and says that she's going to go to the authorities and say that he actually murdered her. And the book is really the story of what happens to Patrick and Stephanie and Erica. And, you know, the question arises, like, did he in fact murder his first wife or not? Who's telling the truth?
As Erica shows up, I have this feeling, a lot of it centers around maybe conspiracy theorists, where I've always found conspiracy theorists will tend to believe anything until they're given a reason not to. And that's kind of what happens when somebody accuses somebody of murdering an ex-wife, because you always get to thinking, well, it could have happened. Is that sort of how the Patrick's almost guilty until proven innocent in a lot of people's minds?
I don't know how most people will read it. I don't think so. I don't think most people would think him guilty until proven innocent. I think the whole idea of the book is nobody knows until the end, or close to the end, whether he actually did it or not, because the accident was the kind of accident that it seems so obviously an accident, and yet there are aspects to it that it could have been the perfect murder. So we just don't know. And, I mean, each individual reader will be on one side of the fence or the other, I think, at the outset, depending on your predisposition to believe someone's innocent or someone's guilty.
Well, I think the starting off point for the book for you was a news story you read. You've done this before, and you read these news stories. Do you read a newspaper and think, all right, if that happened, how could I turn this into a thriller? Because it's such a simple news story that you read, right?
I do. I do that quite a bit. And actually, my last book was the same thing. I saw something in the news, and that sparked the idea. So the story that started off The End of Her was a news story about a blizzard in the United States where a man was digging his car out of the snow, and his wife and child were playing outside, and they got cold, and they got into the running car. And unfortunately, the tailpipe of the car was plugged with snow, and so they died of carbon monoxide poisoning. So, I mean, it's a terrible thing, and it does happen all over the place, you know, during heavy blizzards. So, you know, it was immediately ruled an accident in my book. But when I read that story, I thought, well, you know, this is the perfect murder. If you really did want to kill these people, it's the best way to do it, because it's going to be ruled an accident. And, you know, maybe it wasn't an accident. And so I thought, that's such a great setup for a novel, because it would be so easy to kill your wife and child, or in this instance, it was a pregnant wife, just by making sure the tailpipe was blocked. On the other hand, it could be just a terrible, horrible accident. And the reader, we just really don't know until almost the end. So yeah, I find the news wonderful, you know, for me to get ideas from.
When you have a character like Stephanie who's hearing things about her husband, about his past, do you tend to start to feel sorry for her? Because there's some things that about people's past, about relationships or just past parts of their lives that probably should remain secret, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess nobody wants to have their lives dug up. I mean, everybody's got things they don't want out in the open, but yeah, I mean, the whole idea of thrillers, everybody has secrets, and that's sort of why people read them. They like to get underneath the surface of things and get into the lives of these people.
Erica, the character, she's got a lot of issues that she's had in her past and that just sort of develop her into a character. She's very manipulative, but there's always that possibility that she could have a grain of truth as to what she's saying. And so how do you ride that line when you develop her character of making her possibly believable, yet have all these characters that would tend to make her not believable?
Well, that's the fun of it for me. So we know, the readers know that she's a liar and a cheat and that she's untrustworthy, but that doesn't mean, you know, everything she says is a lie. There's a lot of truth in what she says. The fun for me writing it and the fun for the reader is trying to discern what's truth and what's lies. And it's tricky because she's not always lying, but she's frequently lying. And she even admits that to Stephanie. You know, she says, yeah, I tell a lot of lies, but I'm not lying about this. So it makes it, you know, if someone were just always lying, then it would be easy to dismiss them. But, you know, she admits she's a liar, and sometimes she's telling the truth. We just don't know whether she's telling the truth about this accident or not.
I'm chatting with Sherry LaPena about her brand new novel, The End of Her. It's a thriller. It's available now wherever your fine books are sold. You know, you are I think you call yourself a pantser. You write from the seat of your pants. You don't plot these novels out.
Right.
And yet, every time I read a review of one of your books, it talks about the meticulously plotted novels. And so it's kind of...
I know, that always makes me laugh.
Well, that's got to give a bow to just, or a nod to just how your mind works, because, you know, you're plotting at least somewhat from finger to page, but beyond that, that's really where it starts and stops, right?
Well, there's two parts to writing a novel for me. There's the first draft, where I just make it up as I go along, and that gives me the basic framework of the novel and most of the twists and everything, you know. But then when I go back and rework it and rewrite it, then I tighten the plot. I add things in, I tweak things, and I replace the order of things. And that's where the meticulousness of the plotting comes in. The basic story, I just make up as I go. But to make that meticulous plot, I really rework it so that everything is very tight and every reveal is in just the right place for the maximum effect and so on. So, you know, if you read my first draft, you wouldn't be so impressed. There's a lot of work that goes into rewriting if you're a pantser, trust me.
Well, and plus, if you have something, you change one thing, all of a sudden you've got to change a lot, too. It's like adjusting your spinal column, right?
Yes, it is. And I'll tell you, like, the whole, what's their names now? The ones who adopted the child, I can't remember her name in the book. Anyway, they adopted Devin, that couple. That was something I added in after. Like, I wrote the whole first draft, and I thought, I need more. I need her to be doing more. And so I wove in that story. And it seems seamless, but that was something, that was an aspect of the book I added afterwards.
So is there a lot of Control-F trying to find certain points in the story where you need to add various aspects of or details about that certain plot line?
Well, you know, when I'm rewriting, it's very complicated to rewrite a thriller because you have to, every time it's like a Jenga game, and every time you pull a stick, it affects everything else, all the structure. And so when you revise it, you have to go through every, you know, if you change A, you have to go through the whole book and see what the downstream effects are of changing A. And the same way, if you change something towards the end, you have to go back and look at all the upstream effects. So it takes a long time. It's quite complicated.
And then I know
that's why the plot seems so meticulously plotted. They are. I'm a pantser, but I'm a very analytical reviser.
And I would guess it's tough to read your own work because sometimes you gloss over it because you think you know it so well, and you'll miss things. Is that where the editor comes in?
Yes, the editors are very helpful. And even so, the writers still have to be the one to make all the changes and see them. So it's more difficult because... I write them so quickly because I do a book a year, and so you don't get the distance from it. You know, you can't take a month off and just go to it with fresh eyes because there's never enough time. So that's what makes it tricky. But like you say, I've got editors, I've got an agent, I've got other sets of eyes who look at it for me, and if they find something, then they'll catch it. But I mean, I have to be honest. I don't miss a lot because I'm very what's the word? I'm very careful. You know, I'm very detail-oriented, I guess I'd say.
I'd be willing to bet that we're getting toward the end of the cycle of books that have come out pre-coronavirus. And so when you set books in the present time like you do, you know, this is something that's such a fluid situation now that is it tempting as a writer to all of a sudden decide, you know what, maybe for the next thriller, I'm going to set this back in 2018, 2019, so I don't have to deal with something that may not even be relevant by the time this book's released a year from now.
Well, you know what, I'm writing my next thriller right now. I'm about halfway through, and I have deliberately set it so that it ends in towards the end of 2019, so it doesn't even, the pandemic doesn't even feature in it. Because, to be honest, writing a thriller with everybody in lockdown and everyone stuck at home, it's really very hard to move your characters around when they're all in lockdown. Hard to write a story that way. So I suspect you'll see a lot of books set in 2019 or 2021, but I don't think you're going to see a lot of novels set in 2020 unless they're specifically pandemic novels, because it's just so hard to write a story in these circumstances.
Well, and then also the beautiful...
Unless it's a pandemic kind of story.
A beautiful thing about thrillers, though, is a lot of times they take place over a short amount of time, right?
Yes.
So that helps, because you're only looking at one tiny snapshot, maybe a week.
Yeah, and that's true. You could have someone out of lockdown for a week or something. Yeah, that's true. But I think a lot of writers are saying they don't want to write a pandemic book. I think we're all really sick of the pandemic.
Well, I would think it's something
that... a lot of us just want it to be over.
Well, we've all experienced the pandemic in our own certain way, and so it's hard to grasp an experience like you do in a thriller that other people have... I mean, that's the beauty of reading your books, is a lot of these people are going through things we'll never go through, but everybody's going through the pandemic, right?
Yes. Yes, and they'll all have their own experience of it, as you say.
All right.
Yeah, maybe if I could think of a good thriller idea that works in a pandemic, it'd be fun to do.
Well, I'm sure if anybody can, you can. But you're a pantser, so you know it might just come to you, right?
That's right.
That's how these things work.
Whether the publishers, whether anyone wants to read a book set in the pandemic, I don't know.
If it's got your name on it, I certainly will. This book is called The End of Her. It's Sherry LaPena's new novel. It is available now wherever you find books are sold. Just a fantastic thriller. Sherry LaPena, thank you so much for joining us to talk about your new book.
Thank you, Brian.
This has been Having Read That on KSCJ Radio in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vikalskis. Check out all of our episodes on our website, kscj.com. Also, be sure to like Having Read That on Facebook and subscribe to our iTunes podcast. Thanks to segment producer John Weisler. We will be back next time. This is the end.